Finance Committee.
Finance Committee meeting to order. We have Russ Walter in attendance, Darren Crawford, Shelley Augustine, and Marlis, and Susan Chico. No other visitors. So. Hi, Ryan. Nope, wherever you would like.
What's the distance?
All right, so we're going to talk about expanding library service hours.
Can I explain this?
Please do.
Okay, so this spreadsheet I did shows our current staff schedule and how many hours we're open for the week to 49. You go over to the right. I did a potential staff schedule of opening 1 hour early Monday through Saturday. So that would increase our hours to 55 hours. And then the third one I did would be to open that extra hour and stay open an extra hour later Monday through Thursday for a total of 59 hours. So it works out to, if we propose and do the 1 hour increment opening, we need four part-time staff members and they make minimum wage. It works out to, and if I do this yearly, it would be an additional $13,728 to our budget.
That's if it's 1 hour early opening, Monday through Saturday.
Correct. If you go over to all the way to the right, that works out to $22,880 for the year for an hour early and an hour late. I did not, I did figure in Sunday hours, but I would prefer that we, my preferred choice is starting with opening an hour early.
Let's try that first.
Yes. Oh. Yeah. We seem to have more people waiting in the morning at the door for us to open versus the traffic that we get in the evening. There's not much. Now, it might be because they know we're closed, certainly, but we see a lot of heavy traffic in the morning.
So we would be open from 9 to 7?
Correct.
Okay. So, now, okay. Now, we're trying, I know that we're trying to do some stuff with the commission, you know, partnership with the school district. So we would have to see. We could start with the 1 hour early and start with that and then see with the commission if is there a true need then to expand
to
8 o'clock. Yeah, expand the evening then.
Yeah. Now, I checked with Rob at the city and gave him these two figures, these two numbers, and said, will this work with our budget? And it does, because you guys had projected in hiring someone at $20 an hour part-time.
That is correct.
So that does cover that.
It does cover it.
So we're good there. But if we choose to hire someone else, then this would have to be readdressed.
Okay.
Why were we talking about hiring?
It was a building maintenance kind of guy.
We had budgeted for somebody $20 an hour, 20 hours a week.
Yeah.
So that was in the budget for this year. We haven't really
pursued
that at all. So we can basically cover it if we want to open up an extra hour. We still have the funds to cover it.
Yeah.
It would just be a change to our budget for, you know, not having a person that can do the maintenance stuff.
And what is not having the person who can do the maintenance going to cost us?
I mean, if you want, in my opinion, that position, to me, what seems to be the need is someone to really manage services that we need to hire out.
Mm-hmm.
So I think some of the, when something happens, and say, like when the silly elevator button broke and you call me, it's like, I asked around, started calling people, like, I ate up an hour easily, and then the guy never gave us a proposal. And then I asked the inspector, and he's like, well, no, I wouldn't use that guy anyways. So that's time, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if you hire someone and that's not in their duties, mm-hmm. you're wasting money, in my opinion. So that money, $20,000, is difficult to place someone that can do what's needed. And to me, what's needed is management of services.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would be more.
It takes time out of our director's schedule.
They could do the things like stick your head up above the tiles and find out what's making all the racket up on the second floor.
Yeah,
or I understand that, because people ask me all the time, "What do you do for a job?" And I can't even explain it. A lot of the time, you're solving problems all day.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's essentially what it is. It's problem solving.
Yeah, so I think that, you know, but on the subject of that, you know, there's questions I would have with the maintenance staff we do have. What if those, if their responsibilities can be expanded? But that's a different conversation.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But back to this, I think hours would be great. I just looked at Oswego, and not to always try to compare with them, but there's 9 to 9, mm-hmm. Monday through Thursday.
What are the hours of, like, Plano, Oswego, Sugar Grove? I'm pretty sure Plano is open till 8.
I believe so, and they are closed on Sundays as well. I do know that.
I just don't know when they open.
I can look.
They open at 10.
Yep, 10 to 7.
Okay.
That's Plano?
Yeah. Their hours are similar to ours, with the exception they're open an extra hour on Friday. So, yeah.
Sugar Grove says 10 to 8.
Sandwiches are exactly the same as ours.
Okay. But yeah, I've been over here several times early in the morning to meet people to do things before 10 o'clock, and there's always three or four cars out in the parking lot with people sitting there
waiting.
Yeah, the one time that, let's see, was it May? It was May or it was June, and I got to the library here just a little bit before 10, and I couldn't believe the line.
Yeah.
I mean, we had a program going on, of course. Mm-hmm. Kids were wanting to get in. And the parents were with them, but that was substantial to see something like that. Yeah. You know, like, people were just out on the sidewalk waiting to get in.
Yeah. That's another reason why I'd like to, at some point, I know it's not part of this discussion, but expand our wireless out into the parking lot better.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So,
my dinner is here.
Hello. Hello.
Delivery.
Did you get this? No, it's in there, but I got a good one. Did you get your one? I did, thank you.
So, then...
Does this $13,728 include taxes?
No, that's gross. That would be gross. I would assume that would be the gross amount that we would budget for.
Yes, that's their hourly rate.
But it doesn't include payroll taxes. So, like, the FICA, the... the employer pays for unemployment?
I would presume
that Rob would have calculated that in because it is part of payroll. Mm-hmm.
These are just the numbers I gave Rob.
Yeah.
These are the numbers I gave
Rob. So, I mean, if you're looking at $15 an hour, then you have to add on.
What? These are $11 an hour right now because that's what we pay.
We have sucks.
Right.
Which is going up in January, right?
And it will go up in January to 12.
Yeah.
Because you have to add on for payroll taxes.
What's that for? Do you know the percentage?
7.45%. 7.65, I think.
So you could just do the math on that.
Right.
Adding that to the...
That's FICA. I don't know what the unemployment rate is for the library. So.
And also, do you have to be concerned about the number of hours for the depending? You know, I don't know if there's like a certain threshold that they reach.
1,100.
What is it?
1,100.
1,100, yeah.
Right, we keep track of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Each department keeps track of how many hours that they, mm-hmm. their employees are working. As long as we keep them under 20 hours a week, we're good.
What about impact wise? So if we open up at 9, if we open up at 9, traffic throughput here is what the high school's already done, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no impact.
I think it's in best interest for us to open up, and we advertise that, you know, and then we have to do a media blitz and say we are open an extra hour, you know.
Yeah. Promote it.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
And we've got hometown days coming up, so we've also got the book sale.
Yeah.
Perfect times. You got the bookmobile, the library mobile going around.
The pop-up library.
That one, mm-hmm. Yeah. Perfect time to advertise.
Yep.
I think that if we do that, if we approve it tonight, then those going out doing the pop-up library get to say, these are our new hours. I think it's a great way to promote it, too.
I would suggest maybe we start beginning of September so we can give our staff and departments a chance to make sure we have
adjust
coverage.
Okay, mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah.
So if we start in September, I mean, when does the pop-up library stuff end? Is that?
We determined really okay. When it would end.
First note.
Yeah, right, till it gets cold. Mm-hmm. But our first venture out is the hometown days.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Okay. So then I would say, you know, we can at least advertise like coming September.
Right. Yeah, we can do it that Tuesday that we're open.
Do you want to start at September 1st or on Monday?
I would say
September
Monday.
1st is a Wednesday.
Start on the first payroll, the first week of payroll.
So that would be September 6th.
It's a Tuesday because we're closed on Monday.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it would add $1,050.19 just for FICA taxes, and depending on what your unemployment rate is, you could
adjust up or down a few bucks.
Yeah, it'll be. My guess is the unemployment here isn't real high.
Is that for part-time?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Everybody.
It's the same for everybody, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Up to, like, $12,960, I think. So, I mean, maybe add another $100 for that for the year.
So we're looking at approximately 15 grand for the year.
For those extra 6 hours.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And we won't, obviously, we won't get the whole hit this year.
Right, because we're already
halfway through the year.
Right. It is partway through
the calendar year. what, about a quarter of the way through the fiscal year.
Now, is the clerk position that's open, is that additional on top of our budget as well, that in the children's services? Is that, or is that just a part of the general
just
budget?
Be replacing another.
It is. Okay. Yeah. That's what I was wondering.
$2,500 an hour over the course of the year for anyone that wants to know.
Under $11 an hour already got a raise up to $11 an hour, and everybody that was, you know, a compression, we adjust pretty much adjusted everybody. The only people who didn't get a raise are the full timers, the managers like you. You got a raise too. I just wonder, is it? I mean, it's, you know, 33 cents. It's not a big hairy deal.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, everybody already got a raise.
Right.
And they'll get another raise in January, whether we give them a cost of living increase or not, because the minimum wage goes up to 12. So everybody that's at 12 or 11 or under 12 will go up to 12.
Right. We've been giving 3% raises for how many years now? We've been at 4 at least, right?
Yeah. So that was before the minimum wage started going up.
That's correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I know we're under what other libraries are paying.
Yep.
By how much? Or 3% isn't going to really adjust that up or down.
No.
Do we find that we have competition with the other libraries? Like there are our staff that transition to other libraries after starting here and then moving, taking their, you know, expertise?
Going to another library?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No. I will say, though, that this youth services position that I had open for a while, mm-hmm. I've had 2 people apply.
So we got 15 people on the list that will get a raise at $1 in January. And then there's 1, 2, 3, 4. They would probably get a raise because of the salary compression,
mm-hmm.
or they're getting closer. I mean, technically, it's only one, because there's only one person making $12 an hour, $12.87.
$12.67 too, Nancy.
Yeah, that one too. And then there's a 16 and an 18. So, I don't want to be stingy.
No.
But.
I know. So. So, what did we do last time with wage compression? Did we bump it up an equal amount?
We bumped it up an equal amount. Or a percentage.
It was an equal amount of percentage
to keep that spread
consistent.
Mm-hmm. For the people that have been here a long time, making more than that.
Is that what we'll do again?
That's what we'll do again in January, is we'll bump that percentage again to keep that spread equal. Consistent. Yeah, I don't see a problem giving the managers a 3% because they do deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
At least the ones that, you know, Shelley and Dixie and Jeanette. I don't know, Geneva just got.
Just hired.
Right, so that it wouldn't count.
Right.
And then so Cheryl also would count with the 3%.
So it would be Cheryl, Dixie, and Jeanette that would get the 3% of the managers.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, 33 cents is not, in the grand scheme of things, not a big hairy deal, but they already got a, I don't know what, I'd have to figure, what is a dollar an hour increase? It's way more than 3%.
Yeah.
Sorry, what?
They went from $10 to $11. What's that percentage?
3.9%.
It's just 110%. So 10% raise.
10% raise, yeah. So they already got a 10% raise.
So then we should probably do. So come January, when it goes to $12 an hour, we do the wage compression adjustment at that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would be my take on it.
Yeah. So everybody gets, it's under 12, gets $1 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody, to keep that spread consistent, would get a percentage increase to keep the spread where it is.
Agreed. And then 3%.
But I think, other than the managers, I think the managers would be the only ones getting the cost of living.
Right. Okay. Is that the proposal we want to make to the board?
Where does this new minimum wage stop at 15? Are we just
15?
Which is 24?
25.
So this would be the.
So basically, we're giving everybody a 10% raise every year.
Less than a 10% each time.
Yeah. Yeah. Next one is only 9.09. So.
Yeah. But. Yeah.
I thought about it. I knew you were going to ask.
All right, keep you on your toes. What does this M? Oh, minimum.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like, what's the M? I got it. So, do we want to approve or present support putting together or giving the full-time people a 3% increase now?
Right. Because they didn't get a raise because they're already making well over minimum, so they would be getting their cost of living increase.
So, confirm with me, full-time people.
Yes.
Not Genevieve?
Not Genevieve, not you. Okay. Sorry.
Okay. And then January is when we will.
Everybody gets a raise. Yeah, everybody resets to the next bump up.
Mm-hmm. And we'll do the. That's when we do the wage compression adjustment as well.
So we'll talk about that in January or December.
Yes.
Is there anything else to discuss?
Nope, that's all that's on the agenda. We can discuss. discuss.
Yep.
I move that we adjourn this meeting.
Okay.